Part 3. Gematria. G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A. Magic has power to experience and fathom things which are inaccessible to human reason. For magic is a great secret wisdom, just as reason is a great public folly. Paracelsus, De Occulta Philosophia. The early Jewish Kabbalists believed that the Old Testament was directly inspired by God, but with their love of secrecy, their interest in the hidden, and contempt for the revealed, they looked for the truth of God's meaning beneath the surface words of the scriptures. Some of them seem to have thought that the Bible was largely written in various kinds of code. To unravel the codes, they used mathematical and anagrammatic methods, which were of considerable antiquity, but were first brought into prominence in the Kabbalah by the influential German-Jewish scholar Eliezer of Worms and his followers in the 13th century. One of these methods is gematria, which means converting the letters of a word into their number equivalents, adding them up, and then substituting another word which adds to the same total. When Abraham was on the plains of Mamre, Genesis says, "And lo, three men stood by him." The Hebrew words for "and lo, three men" add to 701. The words for "these are Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael" also add to 701. So it was deduced that the three men were really the three archangels. "Shiloh shall come" means "the Messiah shall come," because Shiloh and Messiah both add to 358. The number 13 means "love of unity," because the words for "love" and "unity" both total 13. A normal pregnancy lasts for 271 days, which is shown by the fact that the letters of Harayon, pregnancy, add to 271. The ladder which Jacob saw reaching from earth to heaven is Sinai, because both Sulam, ladder, and Sinai total 130. The law revealed from Sinai is the ladder from heaven to earth. A striking example of a genuine use of this type of code in the Old Testament comes from the book of Daniel, in which the identity of the Seleucid king, Antiochus IV Epiphanes, is cloaked under the name Nebuchadnezzar, probably because the Hebrew letters of both names add to 423. Two other methods are notaricon, N-O-T-A-R-I-K-O-N, taking the first or last letters of the words of a phrase and joining them to make a new word, or, conversely, expanding a word into a phrase, and temura, which involves anagrams and letter substitutions, taking the last letter of the alphabet for the first, the last but one for the second, or reading L for A, M for B, and so on. A word of power which protects a man against the weapons of his enemies is YHMHYH, which means nothing in itself, but is made of the final letters of the first six Hebrew words of "Who is like unto thee among the mighty, O Lord?" The first and last letters of the words for "Who shall go up for us to heaven?" can be formed into the words for "God" and "circumcision," which means that God ordained circumcision as the passport to heaven. The first word of the Bible, Bereshit, in the beginning, has been subjected to innumerable twistings and turnings. If each of its letters is taken as the initial letters of a word, one result is, "In the beginning the Elohim, God, saw that Israel would accept the law." Another is, "Ye shall worship my firstborn, my first, whose name is Jesus." One of six examples of notaricon, which persuaded a 17th century Jewish Kabbalist to turn Christian. Many medieval Christians were convinced that Jews cursed the name of Jesus every day in their prayers. Evidence of this horrid practice was found in a Jewish prayer which mentions "those who bow down to vanity and emptiness and pray to a God who saveth not." It was discovered that the words for "and emptiness" had the same number value as "Jesus." The Inquisition frequently blacked this passage out of Jewish prayer books, and it was finally left out of the Ashkenazic ritual altogether after Frederick I of Prussia prohibited its use in 1703. During the Second World War, after the German occupation of Greece, Jewish communities in Syria were terrified of invasion. Learned Kabbalists were consulted, and following a night of calculation, announced that they had succeeded in rearranging the Hebrew letters of Syria to form Russia. Everyone was much relieved, and the Germans invaded Russia soon afterwards. Christians adopted the Jewish methods early and with enthusiasm. Jesus, as Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, was symbolized as a dove, because Alpha and Omega add to 801, and so does the Greek for dove, peristera. The fish is a symbol of Christ, partly because the Greek word ichthus, fish, can be expanded by notarikon into Jesus Christos Theou Uios Soter, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior. St. Matthew, giving a genealogy of Christ's descent from Abraham and David, says, "So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations." The number 14 may have been used here because the Hebrew letters of David, D, V, D, add to 14. The most famous example of gematria is the number of the beast. In the 13th chapter of Revelation, a beast comes up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns, and on its heads the name of blasphemy. One of the heads had been wounded to death, but the wound had healed. "Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Many attempts have been made to solve this riddle, some of them of a pleasing eccentricity. One answer is that Napoleon was the beast because the letters of his name make 3 groups of 6. N-A-P-O-L-E, 6. O-N, capital B-U-O-N, 6. A-P-A-R-T-E, 6. Macaulay refused to accept this solution and said the House of Commons was obviously the beast, because it had 658 members, plus 3 clerks, a sergeant and his deputy, a chaplain, a doorkeeper, and a librarian, making 666 in all. Other candidates for the honor have been the Pope, Luther, the Kaiser, and Hitler. In a recent book, Babylon Has Fallen, Jehovah's Witnesses maintain that the beast stands for the prevailing political organization of the world at any given time. When Revelation was written, the beast was the Roman Empire. It is now the United Nations. Aleister Crowley thought that he was the beast himself, an opinion in which many of his contemporaries concurred. He said he discovered the fact while still a boy with a passionately ecstatic sense of identity. He often signed himself The Beast 666, or To Mega Therion, which adds to 666, the Great Beast in Greek. It is generally accepted now that the beast was meant to stand for the Roman Empire and its 7 heads for 7 emperors. Some manuscripts of Revelation give the number as 616 instead of 666, but this is probably the result of despairing efforts to make the passage fit either Nero or Caligula. The head which was wounded to death but healed looks like a reference to Nero. He was murdered in A.D. 68, but there were persistent rumors that he had risen again, had escaped to the east, and would return with an army to take his revenge. At least 3 men pretending to be Nero appeared in the Near East in the next 20 years. The Hebrew letters of Nero Caesar add to 666 only if it is spelled with an extra N on the end. Without it, the name adds to 616. The letter Vor can stand for V or W, or, as in this case, long O. The Hebrew letters of Nero Caesar are N-R-V-N-Q-S-R, N-50, R-200, V-6, N-50, Q-100, S-60, R-200, which totals 666. Verse 15 seems to refer to Caligula. It mentions the image of the beast, which people were forced to worship. In A.D. 30, Caligula ordered a statue of himself to be set up in the Holy of Holies, the abode of Jehovah in the temple at Jerusalem. He died before the order could be carried out, but the intended sacrilege horrified the Jews. Unfortunately, Gaius Caligula Caesar in Hebrew, G-S-Q-L-G-S-Q-S-R, only adds to 616, and so does Gaius Caesar in Greek. Robert Graves provides a most ingenious solution of the riddle in The White Goddess. He takes the Latin letters for 666, D-C-L-X-V-I, and reads them by Notarican as the initial letters of Domitius Caesar Legatus Christi Violenter Interfecit, Domitius Caesar violently killed the envoys of Christ. Domitius was the original name of Nero before he was adopted by the Emperor Claudius. Gematria is a natural outcome of the belief that the apparent disorderliness of the universe conceals a rational pattern. Numbers and letters are a good basis for such a pattern, because they can both be formed into innumerable different combinations, the innumerable phenomena of the universe, and yet they are orderly and subject to logical rules of behavior. In Hebrew and Greek, numbers and letters are interchangeable, and the modern numerologist who analyzes your character and destiny by turning your name into a number is following the old principle of gematria. Modern Kabbalists value the old methods as ways of discovering the true significance of the names of power which have been handed down to them by tradition, and they also use them to find new names of power. For instance, the name Adam, used as a synonym for man, shows that man is God. Its Hebrew letters, A-D-M, add to 45, which is the total of all the numbers from 1 to 9. These numbers are the basis of all things, because the other numbers merely repeat and develop them. The basis of all things is God, and so Adam equals 45 equals God, or Adam is the name of man as a God-concealing form. Another example is the great name of power, A-U-M-G-N, which is Crowley's expansion of the Buddhist O-M. In Hebrew, the letters of A-U-M-G-N add to 100. 100 is made of 20 plus 80. The letters for 20 and 80 are Kaf and Pe, which, turned into Greek, are the initial letters of Ktes and Phallos, corresponding to the wheel and the falling tower in the tarot. This shows that A-U-M-G-N is a synthetic glyph of the subtle energies employed in creating the illusion or reflection of reality which we call manifested existence, and indicates the magical formula of the universe as a reverberatory engine for the extension of nothingness through the device of equilibrated opposites. A-U-M-G-N can also be analyzed letter by letter through its tarot correspondences. A is the Fool, U or V, the Pope, M, the Hanged Man, G, the Female Pope, N, Death. Briefly, A is the One or God, U is the manifestation of the divine in matter, and M is death. So far the word shows a catastrophe, the slaying of the god. But the apparent death in M is followed by G, which is the knowledge of God, and N, generation and resurrection. The whole word shows a circular formula, God becoming man, and man eventually resurrected as God. Armed with this word, the magician has a mantra of terrific power, by virtue whereof he may apprehend the universe.